Hi, I'm Colin Foley. This is my ninth Reflector Journal. Today we're going to be talking about NATM, that is National Athlete Training Month, with the slogan, with ATs are healthcare. So how does this promote the field of athlete training, and how do you embody this message? So whether the general public wants to accept or no, athlete trainers are healthcare. We are deemed allied healthcare providers. We ultimately are there. We probably cover as many patients as we can. That ratio from clinician to athletes is pretty ridiculous, but it's part of what we signed up for, and that's what makes this awesome, because we're allowed to help as many people as possible that our organization ultimately lets us. So ATs are healthcare. It really promotes the field of athlete training to the general public to say that we can do this, we do this, and ultimately we can do a lot more, and we can give your organization, your kids, your student athletes, your school, your company, your industrial company, maybe your construction company, little backbone, because we are ultimately able to reduce injury, prevent injury, identify those injuries, rehab those injuries, and then look at the factors that really cause that so it doesn't happen again. And this could help a athlete avoid injury, get better from an injury, and ultimately be back on their team, helping them win. Or even, like I said, in the construction site, let's say Bob the Builder picks up a bag of cement and he decided to use his back instead of his legs. Well, Bob the Builder is now out and he cannot contribute to his construction company, and his family's going to hurt from that because he is not able to work, not as able to make much money. This is that saying that he doesn't get workers' comp, but ultimately his company is affected from it, and his family. So if the AT was able to properly instruct him on proper lifting technique, hey, maybe he would have been in a better situation. So how do you embody this message? I would say you really embody this message by really advocating for the profession, saying, hey, we can do this, and let us do this. And going to your congressman, school board, whomever above you that has a platform in which they can advocate for you. Comes down to networking and using those platforms to further the profession. That's all I have for today. Thank you for listening.